Hello and welcome to another episode of Mysteriously Jointed. I am your host, Teal Jones, the owner and creator of Mysteriously Jointed. I want to thank you for listening, whoever you are, whoever you're with, and whatever you're doing. I hope this podcast brings you hope. And that's my cat, by the way, Sir Pounce, causing ruckus, and I'm trying to do a podcast, but that's just not happening. It's just loud and obnoxious, wanting attention. Getting into mischief, exploring. And that's what life's about. But I hope everyone can... I don't even know, I just lost train of thought. Hold on one second. All right. Let me get back to my normal routine. I hope this podcast brings you hope, ideas, and love to yourself and to everyone else around you. Please like us and follow us anywhere you consume. There's so much going on today, and I just wanted to do a nice podcast and just... explain that everything is going the way that it should. And I'm still not forcing anything throughout my whole life because that's not how it is. I have to sit here and wait until the good Lord opens up doors for me and closes doors and open windows and shows me the path that I need to go down. I'm very patient and very mindful of everything, as I said in previous podcasts, and it's just that's where I'm at. And today, like, finding ways to get excited and finding ways that have impacted other people is what I'm about today. Because when I called my cousin Face and he was all fired up, I don't know what it was, whether it's like he's out and about living that life and traveling. He's somewhere in the middle of Northeast doing something with his good buddy, the stripper there. Like, they're just living life. And that was awesome. And when I told my friends and family about that, because they all know who Face is, and they're like, that's great. Great to hear. To see him actually come out of a shell and be excited for once. And to like to be truly motivated in whatever he's doing. And for right now, I'm here. And I know things are going to be kind of like jet fueled, I guess you can say. And just like once that first app hits, then all of them come after that. There's like 50 of them coming out in this year. And I have like 300 like games coming out. And I have all this other opportunity. But I'm here. And I don't want to just jump into things. I don't want to like get too far. I want to be modest and I want to be humble. And I want to be together. I want to still be the same person I am. Except getting the success that I need. And getting the things that I was looking for. And leaving my legacy behind is something that I've been wanting to do for a very long time, but I couldn't find the right thing. And it comes down to like Mysteriously Jointed. So they're going to have, Mysteriously Jointed will have 50 apps underneath its name or brand. It'll be an app company, like as I said in previous podcasts. And that's awesome. I'm impacting other people's lives in so many different ways. And that's how I'm creating the apps. It's like, how can this work for so-and-so? How could this work for someone who's this way or that way or wants this or wants this opportunity? Because I don't want anyone else to just sit back and just like, I just have to accept it and just take this and take this crap life and take this crap job, take this crap wherever I'm at. I want people to have other options and other avenues. And as I'm creating these apps coming out, I'm always thinking about how can I make things better for the people around me? How can I solve problems? Because the money will come in. Not for myself, but for them too. So like with my fashion app, I get to do so much other things that people really need for fashion. For fashion designers, for people who are making fabric, for people who are just doing fashion shows and people who are just selling. And it's just great. It's great to see. And I get to see all this progress and all this, like, things around me getting pushed and me working as hard as I can and other people pushing with me and saying, we're going to get this up. We're going to do this. You got to have faith in me. You got to have faith and belief. And I know a lot of people don't have that anymore. Like a belief in themselves, a belief in God, like it's just gone. It's like there's just money and that's it. That's all people see. But for me, like, I don't know, like seeing other people working hard for me because they see their dream and they see my dream together and it blends and we work together side by side. Couldn't ask for anything more. Where I'm at, what I'm doing, I would never want to change anything else. I wouldn't want to change my decisions, a good decision, a bad decision, a wrong decision, because I wouldn't be in the same situation. I wouldn't want to have not kicked someone out and left them in, or kicked someone out and let them, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the decisions I made led me to this point, and I couldn't ask for anything more. And I'm finally feeling safe and secure in my life, who I am, and then the people around me. Now it's time for me to get my own place. Like my other people around me. My cousin has her own place. The stripper has her own place. Asheville has her own place. Now it's time for me, for the first time in my life, to get my own place, and now I can see it. And meanwhile, I can help other people along the way. Because I've always been a big humanity person, big spiritual person, and doing the right thing, and believing karma and putting everything out there and in the environment, and that's what I've always done. And now I'm just doing everything that I want to do on a day-to-day basis to make everyone's life around me better. And in turn, I get to shine as bright as I can. The challenges that are ahead, I don't know. And the where I'm going to be in a year or 2 months, I don't know. I know that whatever skills I have to bring, I'm going to overcome them. And I know that the people around me will look out for me and look out for other problems and other things that may trickle in. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to do the right thing. And I'm going to make sure that I'm taking care of myself the best way that I can. And I'm making the right decisions. And of course, I'm going to make the wrong ones here and there and mess up this, mess up that. But that's what everyone does. You don't just get to like make all the right decisions, just linear, just boom, there it goes. It's up and down still. Like whether or not if you have a lot of money or not have a lot of money, it's still up and down. Things are always changing. And you can make a wrong decision based upon the information you have, and then 2 seconds later, all that information changes. But that's life. So as I said, the first app that comes out is Ash Friendly, and then a food truck app, and then after that, there's going to be a list of like 12 apps all together at once, and I love it, and I'm like just so bad want to start working on things, but I have to wait, and that is so hard for someone that's really ready to go, but right now I'm learning French, I'm working on my cat, I'm working on becoming a better like cleaner, I'm working on becoming a better listener, a better talker. I'm focusing on the skills that I need to do. So that way, when it hits, bam, I'm ready. And there's nothing more that I want. And part of the reason goes back to the people around me, always. Just like Patrick Mahomes, he can only be so great, but without a supporting cast around him, he wouldn't be in the situation he is. And it's not luck, it's skill. And it's not like it's being a good person. It's about believing in yourself and doing the right thing. And that's what's gotten me so far. If you have an idea or you have an app that you'd like out, let me know. Shoot me a line. If there's something you'd like designed or something worked on, let me know. I'm always willing to collaborate and help other people along the way. I don't want to be just the only one at the top of the mountain, just like, you know, where it's all windy. I want to make sure other people get there too. It's a place where everyone can go, not just a select few. Well, I want to thank everyone today for listening to my podcast. I deeply appreciate it. And as I leave you, as I always leave you, please love yourself and the environment just a little more so that we can continue to make the world a safer place. Thank you very much and have a great night.